Well, earlier this week, we told you about a steamy calendar featuring volunteer firefighters from 150 Mile House. Now, after we aired that story, we heard from the folks behind another local calendar. And I think it's fair to say this one is even more revealing. It features mountain bike enthusiasts in Williams Lake. And for the most part, these riders are entirely nude. Joining me now is the photographer behind the calendar. Kent Bernadette joins us now on the line. Good afternoon.
Hello, Rebecca. How are you?
I'm pretty well. Why did the Williams Lake Cycling Club want to put this calendar together?
Well, they didn't really have a say. We're just a couple of people in the community that wanted to kind of give a thank you to them. So we just kind of scraped our resources together and thought we could do some fundraising on their behalf, and figured they'd like that. You know, as a way of, I guess, giving back to them in the same way they give to the community.
So describe some of the shots that you have taken for this calendar.
Some of them are kind of humorous. Some are a little racy. Some of them are, yeah, a little suggestive, but yeah, we've got ladies, you know, in pretty sexy poses, you know, with their bikes and in their riding gear and just kind of checking out the scenery in the backdrop, or maybe indoors enjoying some time with their with their mountain bike. And then the guys too, there's I kind of put them at a little more risk. We got one guy doing a pretty big gap over a road in one of our trails here in town, and another guy, I had him out in the pouring rain smashing through a puddle. So yeah,
wow.
Everyone kind of had their own little version of what they wanted to do.
And was it tough finding cyclists willing to bear it all for the photo shoot?
Surprisingly, no. The girls seemed to be right on board. It was good to have them, their support, I guess. They kind of pushed it or, you know, like, they were the driving force behind it. And then needed to even it out with the guys. They could be a little harder to convince. But, yeah, they all seemed to be pretty game, especially after, you know, they were outdoors and showing it all. They got a little more stoked on the idea. So it was good. Yeah, good reception from all the volunteers. They did awesome.
And how does it work? Because I would imagine sitting on a bike nude, number one, would not be comfortable, and then actually riding in the nude and doing some of the tricks that they were in the photos, that, I mean, these were guys. How did they manage?
Yeah, we had some concern about, you know, riding down steep hills and things maybe getting caught, but luckily everyone made it out unscathed. Yeah, they're all very talented riders, so they were confident in their skill. There's no worry of, you know, wiping out.
And what kind of reaction have you received from the community so far?
So far, it's been great. They're excited to see, you know, faces from the community participating in something like this. Yeah, it's been warm, and just the stoke factor's high.
And what do you think the calendar does for the image of the Williams Lake Cycling Club, whether or not they commissioned this?
I think they appreciate that it shows the open-mindedness of the community. You know, in the Caribou, it's pretty easy going, and especially once you dig a little deeper into the riding community, everyone contributes a personality, and things can be taken away from what everyone has to offer. So this was my way to contribute, and I was lucky enough to have a good little group of people helping me out, and then the volunteers, and yeah, we're faces in the community, and I think that's what they support. They like the idea.
How can people get a copy of the calendar? I know they're not printed yet, right? You're taking pre-orders?
That's right. Yeah, we hit a timeline snag, so we don't have physical copies yet, but on my website, kentbernadette.com, KentBernadette, we have in the blog section, there's a little preview video they can check out. And there's information on how to submit for a online purchase, I guess, for pre-order. And then also we've got pre-orders you can purchase in person at either Barking Spider Mountain Bikes or Red Shred Bike and Board Shed. And I'm probably going to venture out here in the next couple of days to get a few more spots set up for people to start selling selling these pre-orders.
Okay, Kent, congratulations. Thank you very much for this.
Thanks, Rebecca.